Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, it's September 17th, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Amanda Grace here with you. We are so happy to have you coming on. We see people coming on from Delaware, Philadelphia, the Adirondacks. Oh, the Adirondack Mountains in fall are beautiful. In New York. Hello to our neighbors in the Adirondacks. North Carolina. We're coming to Selma, North Carolina for Reawaken America, and we're hoping to see you there. Surprise, Arizona. I cannot believe. There is it a perpetual party, but there's a Surprise, Arizona, actually, apparently. We're going to look that up. But somebody says that they are here from Surprise, Arizona. Tucson, Arizona, New York, New York, our neighbors in the city. Hello, welcome. Michigan, Atlanta, Western New York, Long Island. I always say about Long Islanders that they carry their O's as long as God will allow them to. They have a very like Long Island where the where at the Bronx, we chop it off at the knees. So every borough, we have a different dialect. And Long Island happens to be that they carry their vowels very similar to how Southerners sometimes tend to carry their vowels depending on what state you're in. Oh, hello in the UK and Australia. Our friends around the globe are jumping on. We're so happy to have you. The Bahamas. Hello to those of you watching from the Bahamas and to our moderators and Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer. We're jumping right into it today. We'll do announcements at the end. There is a lot to talk about this second attempt on President Trump's life. There is a lot we still have to go over. I did the emergency broadcast over the weekend. If you haven't seen that, it is on all of our platforms. I went live on emergency Sunday night after just getting home from Tennessee. I was only home 2 hours, and our team and me were kind of like racing to get ready to go live because of what happened. So we're going to open up in prayer, and then we are going to get into everything we have to talk about today with this second assassination attempt, what's coming, what this means for the nation, and so on. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We all fall incredibly short of your glory, Father. And we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He willingly came to the earth to die. He purchased us with the highest price, the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ said from the cross, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Father, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, Lord, to fill this place. Lord, that your power would fill the atmosphere mightily, go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence. Father, that your glory would go forth, that your Spirit would rest here, Father, and move, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and go forth and minister to those watching. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, help us to hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers, we will not follow. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels, Lord, of your power. And Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of what your Spirit and your breath that was poured into us. We would be the dust of the earth, Father, without your breath breathed into us, Lord. And we just honor you today. Let your name be glorified above all as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving for who you are. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on. We're going to get right into it. We have a lot to go over. So as all of you know, on Sunday, President Trump, praise God, survived a second assassination attempt. And the way I found out, let me just say this, I watch little to no news. So somebody texted me because I had no clue any of this was going on, because I watch very tiny clips. And normally it's because it's a prophecy fulfilled or a news article gets sent to us and it has to do with a prophecy fulfilled. And I will briefly look at it, but I will not sit there watching the news. So when this happened, it was news to me basically, because I was getting off a plane. I wasn't looking at the news, and I actually got a text that alerted me to what was happening. So first off, as people are jumping on, welcome. I'm going to show you the Time Magazine cover that we're going to tie this all this prophecy together for you with this. 9/11, September 11th, Time Magazine releases a cover. Let's show what the cover is. Trump on a golf course with the words "in trouble." This is released on 9/11. Okay. Now, I'm going to show you the tweet that I put out. We're going to tie all this together, I promise you. So, September 7th, I put out on X, right? I put out a post on X, and it says, President Trump's sentencing has been moved back and delayed until after the election. The last time in July, sentencing was moved back and delayed. We all saw what happened in Pennsylvania with the attempt. Pray and intercede, because this has the appearance of another setup. So I was warning of another assassination attempt when this got moved back, sentencing again on September 7th. Now, last year, I believe it was early last year, the Lord woke me up during the night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to talk to me about Trump and 9/11. We're going to play that clip for you now. So let me talk about something the Lord showed me while I was in Tulsa. I actually showed this to Gus and Aaron and Deb, and their eyes became a little bit like saucers when I showed them. So it was the second day, I believe, I was in Tulsa, and I was awoken during the night. It may have been around midnight or so, and this is what I hear. Trump was the 45th president. If Trump wins in 2024, he would be the 47th president. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. 9/11. 9/11. Now, isn't that interesting? He was the 45th, skips a cycle because of what happened, would be the 47th. If you add it together, you get 9/11. 9/11. This Time Magazine cover was released on 9/11. And that's what the Lord woke me up. I believe it was early March in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 2023. And he wakes me up at midnight to tell me this. Trump was the 45th president. He's running to be the 47th. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. And Time Magazine, this year on 9/11, releases this cover. Now, I'm going to tie both of these to another item. The Trump golf dream. If you remember, October 27th, 2023, the Lord gave me a dream, and I was standing on a golf course, and this is all well documented in broadcasts and also on our blog. So it was October 27, 2023. So if in March I have the 9/11, okay, the Lord wakes me up and tells me that April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 7 months later, I have this dream. And I was standing on a golf course, and there were others with me, and President Trump was dressed in a white polo shirt. He had a white hat on, I believe, in the dream, and medium-colored gray pants. He appeared to have a putter in his hand. In the dream, his hair looked a bit frazzled, which, his hair it has a mind of its own, and he was all worked up. He looked a bit frazzled at the moment. I was zoomed in to his leg for a moment. I believe it was his right leg. The pant leg was lifted and he had a very large bruise, black and blue on the side of the calf area, expanding the entire calf. And in the middle, there was an open wound. There was a wound beginning to open. Now I'm standing back with others on the golf course and the golf ball was still a distance from the hole. And with that wound, he lifts his club up in the air like this and he runs towards the ball like this, which is not normal golf etiquette, right? Brings down his club while running, hits the ball, and it makes a beeline like a rocket to the hole and it went in. And I had said the pants over the wound on the leg represent a cover-up. He had this very large wound in the dream, and he's trying to run at the ball with it. And so things were about to be opened up, and the Lord is going to allow it. And I had gone on from there to talk about the dream a little bit more. So the 9/11 is March 2023. The Trump golf dream of him being wounded on a golf course happens October 27, 2023. So a warning of a cover-up that was going to be exposed where they were going to try to wound him on a golf course happens in October. Let's show you the time cover again now. On a golf course, in trouble, released on 9/11. Those two events that happened to me. The Lord waking me up to talk about 9/11 with Trump and the dream I had ties not only that time cover together, but also was exposing that one of the assassination attempts against him was going to be on a golf course. So I'm tying all of this together for you because sometimes when events happen, and you look back at what the Lord shows you, you begin to be able to piece it and tie it all together. Now, I will tell you this too. This assassination attempt happened within the 40-day window to Yom Kippur. If you remember, which is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, that window began September 2nd. I had warned around the 2nd of September that we had entered the 40-day window leading to Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. 40 has to do with a testing and a judgment. The Lord allowed Goliath to taunt for 40 days while the charges mounted in God's high court against him. Jesus was tested in the wilderness for 40 days, and Satan came during that time in the wilderness and tempted him. It rained for 40 days and nights in Genesis with the flood while Noah and his family were kept safe under the ark. An ark in Hebrew is tabah. It means covering. Jesus was our tabah. He took the beating on the cross to cover us. And that ark, that tabah in Genesis covered Noah. So I had been sounding the alarm about this 40-day window and how tumultuous it was going to be leading to Yom Kippur because a trial occurs. So the Jews believe once Rosh Hashanah happens, the 10 days of awe happen. 10 days separates Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. Once Rosh Hashanah happens and that 10 days of awe begins, they believe a trial happens in God's courts in heaven. And it concludes, that trial concludes and verdict concludes on Yom Kippur. So on top of this, I had warned about in a clip the five times Saul tried to kill David. We're going to go over them, but I have that clip for you now that we put out in August of 2024, and we're going to play it for you now. Hello, everyone. In 1 Samuel chapters 18 through 26, we see the five accounts of when Saul attempted to kill David. The first two accounts were with a physical weapon. Saul actually hurled a spear at David and tried to kill him. Twice the Lord protected David, and David evaded that. The third time, Saul sent messengers and spies to wait around David's home, to ambush him at his home. The fourth and fifth time, Saul pursued David in the wilderness and tried to surround him, but those plans were basically thwarted and put down. So according to this pattern,
if we look at it, twice Saul came at David with a physical weapon, and twice the Lord spared David. If we look at what's going on right now, today in the nation, and with President Trump, they have tried to character assassinate him, one. They have tried to assassinate his business through lawfare, two. Then you add the physical assassination attempt on July 13th. There's one of the physical weapons, three. You have the plot that was uncovered by the Pakistani that plotted to try to assassinate political leaders in this nation. They think that may have included President Trump. However, the fifth is still empty. It's blank the fifth time, because twice Saul came at David with physical weapons. So what happened on July 13th, according to this pattern, there has to be another attempt with a physical weapon where the Lord delivers President Trump out of it, because five times Saul tried to kill David. One of those times, too, was there were spies sent around David's home waiting to ambush him there. Trump's main residence is Mar-a-Lago. So that is already in motion as well, according to this biblical pattern. So keep watch right now and pray, because according to this biblical pattern from 1 Samuel 18 to 1 Samuel 26, there has to be another attempt with a physical weapon that is hurled at President Trump, and the Lord protects him again and he evades it, because twice Saul came at David with physical weapons. But we have to watch too for that sending messengers and spies around David's home waiting to ambush him there, because that applies right now to Mar-a-Lago. So this attempt, according to this pattern, has to happen. It has to happen, because when these things happen, the Lord humbled David more and more and prepared him to be leader of Israel. So pray right now, be watchmen, be in the word, hearken unto the voice of the Lord right now. Keep the faith. God bless.
Thank you, ladies. So that was put out August 2024. In fact, I was in Arkansas at the George Magazine event when the Lord gave me that, and I put that out. So it was an attempt with a physical weapon, and it was at his home, because it was near Mar-a-Lago that that attempt happened. Now, the plot that was uncovered with the Pakistani is up for debate, whether that's one of the five, because it was thwarted and nobody ever pursued him. So in all five accounts of Saul trying to kill David, Saul actually pursued David on all five accounts. So by these calculations, there may be one more attempt that, in a way, and it may not look like the other two, but there may be one more attempt physically in a pursuit that is going to happen. So pray right now, pray, because according to this, this is what it is showing, because the enemy works in cycles. So, and I'm going to show you that and prove that to you even more as we continue. So the first time Saul tries to kill David is in 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 40, 45 through 48. Now, why do I put that as part of this? It doesn't count as one of the times Saul tried to kill David, but it was a foreshadowing that Saul would try to kill David, because David says in verse 45, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted.'" Saul twice hurled the spear at David. So David prophetically was not only speaking to the Philistines, but he was prophetically speaking, he didn't even realize this, that Saul himself was going to try to come at him with javelin, because he says sword, which is Goliath, right? Spear, which is what Saul hurled at him, and javelin is what Goliath had with his sword. So if you read it that way, it's actually exposing that Saul was going to try to kill David using physical weapons. Now, the first time he actually attempts it is in 1 Samuel 18:10 through 11. Now it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God came forcefully on Saul, and he raved madly inside his house while David was playing the harp with his hand as usual, and there was a spear in Saul's hand. Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall, but David evaded him twice. 1 Samuel 19, verses 1 through 7. Saul tells his son Jonathan and his servants to kill David, but Jonathan talks Saul out of it and says, why would you want to lay a hand on David? David has done nothing but good towards you. David has done nothing but help you. Why are you going to kill him without cause? So Saul ends up listening and heeding that advice, and he swears that he's not going to put him to death. So that's one of the times that Saul may have tried to plot and say it, but he was talked out of it. The second time he physically tries to kill David is in 1 Samuel 19, verses 9 through 10. Then an evil spirit from the Lord came on Saul. He was sitting in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing the harp with his hand. Saul tried to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he escaped from Saul's presence, so that Saul only stuck the spear into the wall. Then David fled and escaped that night. The third time Saul attempts to kill David is in 1 Samuel 19, verses 11 through 12. Now, I want you to see how this reads. If you take 1 Samuel 19, verses 9 through 11, 9-11, I'm going to show you what that reads, right? 9-11. Then an evil spirit from Saul came on Saul, and he was sitting in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing the harp. Saul tried to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he escaped from Saul's presence, so that Saul only struck the spear in the wall, meaning he missed. Then David fled and escaped that night. Verse 11, 9-11, we're going from 9 to 11. Then Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch for him so that he might kill him. 9-11. Trump was the 45th president. He's running to be the 47th. 4 plus 5 equals 9. 4 plus 7 equals 11. 9-11. And then Time Magazine issues that cover on 9-11. And the attempt happens that next day. And if you look at verse 9 and verse 11, right, the evil spirit comes on Saul to 11. He pins David, tries to pin David to the wall and misses. So then Saul, verse 11, sends messengers to David's house to watch for him so we could kill him there. 9-11. There it is again. This is a repeating pattern prophetically that we are seeing. The fourth time Saul tries to kill David is in 1 Samuel 23, 15 through 16. Now, David became aware that Saul had come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. And you can go on actually to verses 25 through 29. Then Saul and his men went to search for him. When David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed there in the wilderness of Maon. When Saul heard it, he pursued in the wilderness of Maon. Saul went on one side of the mountain and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was hurrying to get away from Saul, for Saul and his men were surrounding David and his men to capture them. But a messenger came to Saul, hurry and come because the Philistines have attacked the land. So Saul returned from pursuing David and went to meet the Philistines. So interestingly enough, Saul has David on the mountain, right? In the fourth time. And all of a sudden, by chance, which wasn't by chance, the Philistines attack Saul. The very enemy that David helped Saul triumph over has now come back and attacked Saul and lured him away from David and lured him into that battle instead. Now, let's go on here to the fifth time. The fifth time Saul tries to kill David is in 1 Samuel 26, verses 2 through 5. So Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, taking with him 3,000 chosen men of Israel to search for David there in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul camped on the hill of Hachilah, a high place. He's camping on a high place. A high place, right, is where Altars were built to worship false gods. The high place has to be torn down and an altar built to the Lord. So Saul has literally camped on a high place to try to kill David, who's anointed of God, which is beside the road of East Jeshimon. But David stayed in the wilderness when he saw that Saul came into the wilderness after him. David sent out spies and he learned that Saul was definitely coming. So David arose and went to the place where Saul had camped and saw the spot where Saul lay, as well as Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army. And Saul was lying inside the circle of the camp with the army camped around him. Now Saul is camped on a high place because he is worshiping the god of narcissism and self, because all he cares about is himself in this and keeping his seat. You see, Saul had the seat without the anointing. Right? The anointing had been torn away from him. The kingdom had been torn away from him. So the situation you were seeing was Saul had the seat without the anointing. And David had the anointing without the seat. Another way to say it, Saul had the position of king without the anointing. David at that point had the anointing without the position. And we're seeing something very similar. So in surmising this, first time Saul tries to kill David is with a spear. It's a physical weapon. Second time Saul tries to kill David is with a spear. Physical weapon. Third time he sends spies to wait near David's home to try to kill him at his home. Fourth time he pursues David in the wilderness of Maon and tries to surround him. And then he gets word that the Philistines are going to attack and he goes and he redirects towards that. The fifth time is also in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul took with him this time 3,000 men to try to subdue David. And what ends up happening is David sneaks into their camp while they're sleeping. I believe he steals Saul's spear and his water jug. And then he calls out to Saul. And he shows that he has his spear and his water jug and that he could have killed him right there. And the spear was very symbolic there because David was holding in his hand the very thing Saul tried to use to physically kill him. And he's holding it in his hand and he's showing it to Saul. And after that day, then Saul finally turned back and stopped pursuing David. And not long after that, Saul was killed. And so that's basically the timeline. And it's saying that Saul camped on a hill. Well, in our terms today, one of the places called the hill is Washington, D.C. It's another name for D.C. And Saul was camped there. He was camped on the hill. So he was seeking to kill David from the hill. Interesting if you look at it this way. So when we take the five times and we apply it to what's going on now, you have character assassination. They tried to assassinate Trump's character. They tried to assassinate his business with lawfare. And then you add the assassination attempt on July 13th, 2024. You have the assassination attempt on September 15th, 2024. So four physical times they tried to assassinate him in one way or another, which means if the plot with the Pakistani was uncovered and it was never pursued, that means that the fifth one is still to be determined. And the one on September 15th was at his home. They sent people to his home to try to kill him there on a golf course. After Time Magazine on 9/11 releases that cover. So it means it looks like there's one more attempt left, according to this timeline, because the enemy works in cycles. The enemy thrives in cycles. So the enemy tries to, in one way or another, continue a cycle to try to get the same victory. Now, let me go down here and go down a little bit. Okay. I want to also look at this date again, because there's something about this date I want to show you. First of all, I'm going to say this. The president of Ukraine is making awful lot of money keeping this war going. I don't believe the president or the leader of Ukraine wants that war to end at all. And I do believe that they are very heavily involved in plotting with political individuals here in this nation to try to off political opponents right now. I don't believe that's an accident. I don't believe, in fact, I'm going to get permission from my pastor friend to say this before I say this, but something very interesting about this man, the man that was caught on the assassination attempt. And once I get permission, I will tell you, and I will tell you publicly. So this attempt that just happened on September 15th, 2024, if you add 9, 15, 20, and 24, you get 68. Guess what happened in the year 1968? Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. This is why the enemy chose this date, because he works in cycles. The enemy thrives in cycles. So he's going to choose something that is favorable to him, a date where he was able to accomplish something for the kingdom of darkness when it came to leaders, when it came to nations, when it came to things of that nature. So when you add the date 9/15/2024 together, you get 68. And in 1968, they attempted to kill Robert F. Kennedy and actually succeeded. And this is why the enemy picked strategically the day he picked. It also happened just a day. It happened 4 days after 9/11. So it happens just 4 days after 9/11, and that cover is released as well. 64 days separated the two physical assassination attempts. Do you know what happened in 1964? Because we're talking about 9/11. Plans for the World Trade Center were announced to be built in New York City. The enemy is very strategic in how he chooses to do these things. The plans for the World Trade Center, 9/11, were announced in 1964, and 64 days separates the two assassination attempts. Do I think that's a coincidence? No. Also in 1964, conveniently, the Palestinian Liberation Organization was founded. That's no coincidence either. And I'm just going to read to you some of these prophetic words that go back years, to just kind of put a further exclamation point on this. August 31st, 2021, the kingdom shall be torn away from Saul, says the Lord of hosts. And just when Athaliah thinks it's up for grabs, right there, 2021, the Lord was saying that Biden was going to lose it and a woman was going to try to take it. And just when Athaliah thinks it's up for grabs, something unprecedented in your nation shall occur, as I, the Lord, raise leaders up and I cause them to fall. For they have desecrated what is holy. They have mocked my authority. They have praised the gods of gold and silver and principalities, which leads back to Baal. O Belshazzar, the hand is coming, for the writing on the wall is at hand. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You shall be judged and found wanting, and those propping you up shall be judged as well. For this is a shadow presidency within a shadow government, says the Lord this day. A prop, a ruse, and puppets are indeed disposable, says the Lord. So that's one of them. I think someone's at the gate. I think someone's at the gate, guys, live. Hold on. I may have to open up the gate here and call Chris down here. And you're going to get this live. You're going to get this live. Let me just tell. Okay, sorry guys. I have to do it. Chris can't do it. So I had to make sure to let the delivery in through the gate. So Chris is going to take care of it now. Thank you for your patience with that for a moment. This was the only time they could do it. So April 17th, 2020, diplomatic operations were not so diplomatic, a deceptive covering in order for the most corrupt, the upper echelon of the medical community, members of the CIA, the music industry, P. Diddy, supposed philanthropists, lovers of self across the spectrum. Documents are going to emerge that are going to expose a very troubling and wicked web, says the Lord, thy God, this day. They want to puppet the world, and now their strings shall be cut, their tentacles shall be severed by the holy fire of God. So that was April 17th, 2020, that was put out. May 11th, 2020. Look for more whistleblowers to come forth as the rumblings of a tsunami, a wave of truth, have begun to rise and will crest. This wave will destroy much the enemy has built in this country and around the world, in the media, music industry, Hollywood, even a web of churches erected like a house of cards to bring the temperature of the people of God to lukewarm. These shall fold in the voices at the helm, at the pulpit, exposed for who they are and who they are connected to in the kingdom of darkness. A light bulb shall go off in the minds of those in this country and around the world, and they shall see just how deep connections run. A triangular connection between parts of the government, Hollywood, and the media, says the Lord God Jehovah, for it goes all the way back to the pyramids and Pharaoh, says the Spirit. And then October 17, 2020, a complete picture is and will continue to form before the American people as more than one business mogul, as more than one business mogul will be humiliated and plummet from the peak of philanthropy where they so deceive for so long. Their book shall be opened, and the truth of their associations and dealings shall be brought forth. So that was October 17th, 2020. And many of you heard the breaking news that P. Diddy today was indicted and arrested within this 40-day window to Yom Kippur. This is a very serious window of not only tumultuousness, but judgment, correction of those, you know, at the peak of the music industry. I'm telling you right now, the house of cards in the music industry is about to come down. I am telling you that the indictment of P. Diddy has triggered a domino effect that the house of cards, the music industry has built to deceive the young, is going to crumble and its base is going to be ripped out of it before the American people. I am telling you that that's coming now, that that has been triggered, and the indictment of P. Diddy within the 40-day window to Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement, is the triggering of that. That means verdicts are coming down from the court of God, from the high court of God. And this is triggering something in the music industry where they are going to not only scramble to sell each other out, but artists that were at the pinnacle are going to fall off that peak before the American people for being the peddlers, the perpetrators, and the prognosticators of such perverse, deceptive, wicked, dark agendas. And it is starting now. It is starting now. The indictment of him, this is what it's going to trigger. And I'm going to tell you, that man, he's going to take a lot of people down with him. That man is going to sing like a canary and take everyone down with him, where they thought their secrets were safe. But this is going to trigger something in the music industry, and an uproar, and a scarlet letter is going to be put on some of these artists. They're going to be like lepers for what they've done. Like lepers. Taylor Swift is in bondage. Make no mistake about this. They may look like more expensive chains and look like a little bit bigger of a prison, but she is in bondage, and she is one of the chief jailers to perpetuate, peddle, and push agendas of transformation, euthanization, and sterilization to the young. She is one of the chief jailers, and her handlers are keeping her teetering on a cliff to keep her doing these things, because it may look like she's free. She's not free. She got some chains wrapped around her They may be more expensive. They may be slightly looser. But she got chains around her. And she's walking with chains in the spirit to chain the young. And the Lord's going to deal with that too. That will be dealt with as well in the middle of all this. Because there is a name that'll set you free, and his name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus Christ. He came to set Taylor Swift free, P. Diddy free, and anybody else free. He's the way out. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's truth. Not these songs that are constantly peddle about picking the wrong person, sleeping with the wrong person, meeting the wrong person. That's all you hear. But this is the beginning of the fall of the music industry in America and taking one of the greatest hits it's ever taken. Just watch. It's coming. And it's happening within this 40-day window. The start of it between, right? September 2nd started 40 days to Yom Kippur. So keep watch of that too. There's a reason all of this is happening within that window, because there is a spiritual war raging in the heavenlies over this nation. And this is why we're seeing the effects in the physical and in the natural happen the way they are. So just keep in prayer. Keep in prayer right now. Keep in prayer. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have Andrew Sorcini here. We're going to get his thoughts on this too. So let's bring him in.
Hi there. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good, good. You know, I've been riveted watching all this stuff with P. Diddy. When I was younger, I was like, geez, I'm exactly the same age as him. And I used to look up to him and see like, wow, this guy's, he really thought big and did good with his life. And then over the years, I started to hear things, and there was a rumor maybe he knows who killed Tupac, and probably him. And he knows the answers to many unsolved crimes that people don't know about. And now it's all coming out. And believe me, I'm glad now that I'm not like him. This is only the beginning.
Praise God for that. It almost looks like the three-letter agencies are rounding up their assets right now.
They are.
Like in a cattle herd.
Yep. I listened to what you said, and he has no choice but to tell everything that he knows. It can't really get much worse than this, because he's pretty much going to be in jail for the rest of his life, just like R. Kelly. So it's like, why not? So we'll see. But he knows the answer, many, many answers that people are out there looking to have.
Oh, I believe that. And I believe those will start to trickle out. I do believe we will start to see some very explosive, revelations and accusations coming out into the public arena, coming from who he knows, his associates in the music industry. So let me ask you too, Andrew, second attempt on President Trump's life. Praise God, the Lord protected him, spared him. So from your perspective and what you do, how is the financial arena responding to these things happening one after the other?
I think they're scared, and many of them have seen this before, you know, with the Kennedys and trying to shooting Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. And over the years, there's only a handful of presidents that really have a significant amount of power. And the other side is really threatened by these people. And the two attempts, both men that did it, appear to be lone wolves, but they're not. And I do think that the appearance of them being a lone wolf could potentially bring out some people that actually are lone wolves. Mm-hmm. And we could see at least one more attempt before November 5th. And this is extremely troubling, because we're, as a nation, trying to get ourselves on the right track. And we're dealing with this. We've got two big wars in the world. And we turn on the television, we see bad news all day long. If that's not a reason to believe in God, then I don't know what is.
Well, exactly. And this man was tied to Ukraine. So it's interesting, all the funding, right? The Washington machine wants to go to Ukraine.
Yes.
And you've got people like this tied to Ukraine trying to take out the man that wants to end the war in Ukraine. Now that's an interesting point, because Trump said he'll end that war. And Zelensky's making a lot of money off that war.
Yep.
He is. He's making a lot of money off of it. He's getting a lot of connections off of it. And so Trump is the one that said he'll end that war in Ukraine. And now someone connected to that.
Yep. That war would have never happened on Trump's watch.
No.
And it didn't prior to. And then also the first assassination attempt, Thomas Matthew Crooks, I just learned that he was in a BlackRock ad in 2022. I know some people out there know this, but I just found out.
And
today.
So was this man.
Oh,
this man was in a BlackRock ad too. And BlackRock is connected to Disney. ABC is connected to Disney. ABC held the debate. That was 3-on-1. And the man that just tried to off President Trump for the second time is connected to BlackRock.
You can't make this stuff up. And BlackRock is part of the cabal that includes Chase Bank, Citigroup, mm-hmm. Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And those are the same people that don't want the people that listen to this program to go out there and protect their retirement accounts with gold and silver. Like literally, I'm hearing stories every single day of things that the banks are doing and things that the banks are saying to people that want to go there and do a wire transfer for funds in order to convert their greenbacks into gold and silver. And it's like, it's all connected. That's how they want it. They want you to have everything that you've ever worked for on the centralized banking system and not outside of it, not money in your sock drawer, not gold coins in the corner of your safe. They don't want that. But if they're so worried about it, that lets us know that we're on the right path.
Well, that is very true. And how has the markets been responding to what's happened?
Well,
lately?
Yesterday morning, gold hit $2,589 an ounce. That was a brand new all-time high. And we're about ready to break $2,600 per ounce. And we've been working together now, Amanda, for about three and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to all the Arc of Grace people out there, the people that watch that have supported us, but also the ones that have acted on getting precious metals, because those people, especially the early ones, they got gold under $2,000 an ounce, many of them in the $1,700 to mm-hmm. $1,800 per ounce range. Gold's about to break $2,600 an ounce. That's like
amazing.
$800 to $900 return on something that, remember, we told people all along, this isn't meant to necessarily be an investment. This is to be an insurance policy on everything that you've worked for. The secondary goal, of course, is that it's an investment and you hope that it would go up. And if it goes down, not too much, but it's done well.
Yeah.
And people need to know that if you've reached out to us and if you've acted on it, you've done something good for your family. And it's going much higher for sure.
Yeah. And so now silver.
Oh, and people reach out to me all the time and they say, you talk about gold so much. And it's true. But when I talk about gold, what's good for gold is great for silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Silver is just under $31 an ounce.
Wow.
Yeah. The 14-year high happened earlier this year at $32.50 an ounce. So we're just one event away from silver eclipsing that. And once silver makes it past $35 an ounce, onward we march to 40. Mm-hmm. And the highest we've seen in recent years is $49. And that was back in mm-hmm. 2011. So everything that we've been telling people that could happen, should happen, and eventually will happen, mm-hmm. it's starting to unfold. But it's not that we have information that other people don't. We're able to read the signs that are out there and really disseminate what information you're seeing on the television and what information you're getting elsewhere and figure out what the facts are. And we've got a lot of room to run in this space for sure.
And when Andrew and me had spoken about this, and as you can see, we call it the Cyrus coin. It's down there. The pictures of it are down there. I wanted something prophetic on this coin. So I wanted it to mean something for the year we were in. And so you have the profile of Cyrus, our German shepherd at the sanctuary. And it says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, which has to do with Isaiah, I believe 51, King Cyrus. And then the back is the ark with the dove returning with the olive branch. And it says, in God we trust, Saving Grace 2024, because God is our saving grace. He is. And so we really wanted it to mean something and mean something for this year and what is happening.
Absolutely. And it's great. When we talk about the coin here in the office, we always call it the Cyrus coin. Mm-hmm. But when I've logged in to view people's retirement accounts, which the Cyrus coin is IRA acceptable, which means that it has to meet certain certain purity regulations. So it does meet that. And when I see people's accounts and I see what they have, it'll say like 700 1 ounce silver Saving Grace coins. So right there on the retirement account, it says Saving Grace. And I get to see that like all day long. So if maybe I'm having a rough 1 hour period or I'm too busy and I've not taken a minute just to take a deep breath, when I log in and I see on the My Equity statement and I see the word Saving Grace, it's always really, really nice. And then just one other thing about the coin, and you and I have not talked about this yet, but this is the first. So this is the time of the year where we need to flip the date on the coins to the following year.
Okay.
So I've just placed new orders for new Saving Grace coins to go into our storage account and come here to our office. And when those are delivered, which will take 2 or 3 weeks, those are going to be dated 2025. So
wow.
So the
for the year, well, we're entering the year 5785 on the Jewish calendar, which would be our 2025 in January, but we're entering that at the beginning of October.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. And here we are. It's always this time that we do this. So for people that haven't been able to get the 2024 Cyrus coins, this would be the time to try to do it. We've still got a bunch of them here, but the new ones being made are going to be 2025. And don't worry, if you miss it and you're not able to get any, there are people that sell coins back on a regular basis as needed. And we'll get more down the road, but we won't be making any more here very soon.
Well, you know, well then, oh, you mean the 2024s?
2024s, no. Yep. Yeah, then we'll flip to 2025 and we're going to keep making a lot of those.
Okay. So yes, you can, the information's on the screen. You can call the numbers or you can go to bh-pm.com and you can fill out. Some of you have Andrew's contact because you're returning clients. And so you can contact him. Okay. So they want to know how much the Cyrus Saving Grace coin is right now.
So it changes multiple times a day. So at this exact moment, it's $39.75. And, it's probably going to keep going. It's silver. Silver has a premium above the actual silver content. So does gold. And that one's not priced bad at all.
Oh my gosh, you're going to laugh at this comment, Andrew. Someone thinks I'm wearing a Wonder Woman bracelet.
I looked at it too, but I saw you didn't have one on the other hand. So I ruled it out.
I got it from White House Black Market or Boston Proper, one or the other. One or the other, I got it. But thank you for that comment. So as far as rolling over for people right now.
It's a great time.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, we've had so many people reach out. Sometimes I'll see a name that I feel like I've seen before on the website submissions, or I'll get a text. And when people text me to that 310 number that's on the screen, oftentimes it comes in as a new text. But when I scroll up, I see that I've chatted with them before. And and people have reached out to us 1, 2, 3 years ago and not moved forward with a retirement account, but they're doing it now. And I like to see that because maybe before you thought about it, you talked with your family, you prayed about it, and it just wasn't a good time to do it. And right now, for many people, it does seem like a good time. We have people that have opened up precious metals IRAs with us before, and they're like, hey, can I roll over other IRA funds that I have into the same account, or do I need to do a new account and incur new fees? But no, you can, as long as it's a traditional IRA, you can roll it into the existing traditional account that you have with us. And same with Roth. Roth goes with Roth, traditional goes with traditional. But it's as important as ever right now. The whole world is seeing turbulent times. They're all watching us right now with the election. And I think it's a good time to just prepare for the storm that we think is coming. We know it's going to be better. It's just, it might get a little bit difficult here before things get better.
Well, that is true. And this is why we do bring Andrew on every couple of weeks, because people are curious about this. Believers want to know. Believers see what's happening in the market. They have bank accounts. You know, they have assets. They have things going on in their lives as well. And so we bring Andrew on to talk about it. And given what just happened with the assassination attempt and now the indictment of P. Diddy and all these things happening one after the other, it does affect what happens in the financial arena, which then affects us. So basically, this is why we have Andrew come on and talk about it and talk with you about it, because you could just listen to what Andrew has to say and take it and pray about it.
Absolutely. We encourage that. So a lot of the other gold companies out there, they have sales meetings where the managers sit there and tell them, don't let the people off the phone. Ask them for the business 15, 20 times if you have to. And they will wear you down. But we don't want to do that and then have you a day or two later think, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this. We want you to gain the information necessary in order to make an educated decision. And if you can't do that on one call, then try a second call or a third call or five calls or 10 calls or some texts and emails, whatever it takes. Sometimes it's too much. Just take a step back, but do it when you're ready. And we're still going to be here and there's still going to be gold and silver ready for you.
Well, thank you for that, Andrew. And yes, we do appreciate that you and your sales team do that and that you take the time with everybody. And you are just very good at answering their questions. And we always appreciate that. And so basically, we have once again below on the screen, if you want, you can contact Andrew. If you want to talk about IRAs, if you want to talk about precious metals at all, you can contact him. One of four ways, really, that we have at the bottom of the screen. So we just want to, encourage you, if you're thinking about it, if you're praying about it, you know, Andrew and his team, they will be very good and patient with you.
Absolutely. And we love the emails and the texts more than anything, because I read every single one of them. And if somebody says, I've got a 401k at the place I work at, and I want to know, can this be rolled over into a precious metals IRA? Oftentimes I'll reply directly. And then I'll text that to one of my associates here, and whichever one I think can help you the best. Sometimes people literally say, I have so many questions about gold and silver that I don't even know where to start. Yeah. So I want to get you with somebody that I know is going to be patient with you and make sure that you have all your questions answered. And so I might be looking at scheduling or figure out when somebody's going to be done for the day. I won't put someone like that with somebody who's about to clock out 10 minutes from now. So the most information that you could put in is how we're going to help you the best.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for that so much. And we always love having you come on.
Well, thank you. And I hope to be back. And
we will in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Next time I'm back, I think we'll be over $2,600 an ounce on gold and we'll be marching toward 3,000. And let's hope we can see 30 something dollar silver here soon.
Amen, Andrew. And you know what? I'm sure we will have a lot to talk about when you come back. We always do.
Always. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. God bless. And that was Andrew Sorcini. Andrew likes to pop on at the end of broadcasts every couple of weeks and just talk about what's going on because there is a lot going on. The problem is you have a lot of moving parts right now in different, want to call them divisions, sections, areas right now. You have the media going into hyper meltdown mode right now. You have the markets, a bit bipolar, not necessarily gold and silver, but the stock markets, perhaps a bit bipolar right now. You have what's happening basically with, you know, the nation, right? And the election. And so there's a lot of moving parts going on. And so this is why we like to bring him on every couple of weeks and just talk about it quickly and give you guys a chance to hear what he has to say and to hear what's going on. So then you can take it and pray about it. So we appreciate that he jumps on and we appreciate how good he is with our Ark of Grace listeners. So we very much appreciate that as well. But there is a lot going on. And the problem becomes is that the wicked and corrupt are running out of options on what they're going to do. Okay. Now, it would be very difficult for them to crash the entire market per se, because they'd have to crash themselves with it. So all of their interests, they would have to try to literally all pull out at once of markets, of corporations, right? Of the private sector, of business. And they'd have to try to pull all of that out to spare themselves. So if you remember what happened with C-19, it affected them so bad and their business and their pockets that all of a sudden it just went away one day. And it was like, oh, C-19's gone now because it affected them too much. So when they try to do things, it seems they can only do them in shorter stints at times. Otherwise, it affects them too much. And all of a sudden they have to make the problem go away that they created. It's the same thing with the markets as well. So it's the same thing there as well. So this is why it's just good to use wisdom, to be a good steward, to pray about what God has given you and how you can most effectively use it for him, bless others, how you can effectively guard it and protect it as well. So just keep that in mind also, just as a thought as we go forth. So I think that's where we're going to end today. I think we're going to end today on this because, well, there's a lot going on. And after I did that that broadcast on Sunday night, I jumped on. Monday and Tuesday, I woke up fighting off a sore throat. And so I came on today anyway, and I'll be fine. It's nothing serious or anything, but I woke up fighting off a sore throat. And so I knew we were going to come on today, and we'll probably come on one more time this week and just strictly get into some serious prophetic patterns and things that are going on. So hopefully we're going to be able to do that this week as well. But this was sort of a part two to jumping on Sunday night and what happened and just going into further detail, the prophetic revelations and patterns that are unfolding in the midst of this. Like I said, the enemy's very strategic. How he chooses to do things is very strategic on days, on months, right? In certain years. There's a reason he chooses what he chooses, and it's because he thrives in cycles. And if he can create the same conditions almost or near of another event he created or another attack he launched, if he can create those same conditions, then he could probably get similar results. And so basically, this is why we see things happening the way it is happening. But keep that in mind. Go read up on the five times Saul tried to kill David. Go read up in 1 Samuel about it, because it's important. It's important because these things tend to repeat themselves in nations in different ways and present themselves in different ways when a nation is in turmoil. And at the time Saul attempted to do that to David, the nation was going into turmoil. Saul was declining as a leader. He was losing his mind. He was not running the nation of Israel the way it should be run. He was afraid of Israel's enemies. He was kowtowing to a degree to Israel's enemies. And then he became an enemy of God by trying to off who God had anointed for the seat, because Saul wanted to keep the seat because he wanted one of his sons to sit in that seat, even though his sons were never anointed to lead. God never said to Saul he would give him and his generations the throne. God never said that to Saul. He anointed Saul king. He never said he would give it to his generations. And when Saul did what he did, and Saul disobeyed with Amalek, which caused ultimately Haman to be born and the attempted destruction of the entire Jewish nation, that is when the kingdom was torn away from Saul. And God searched the hearts of man and found David. And so keep that in mind. Go read up on that. Go take a look at it, because it's fascinating how it is lining up. We've got some other things to get into this week as well. So we will announce when we are coming back on. There's some other things I need to talk about with some prophetic patterns and things that were triggered in the 1960s and why we see what's happening now. Things of that nature as well we're going to be getting into hopefully this week. So thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day because the word is living and active, and we have to activate it, and we have to speak it, and we have to know it, and it has to be in our heart and our soul. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Also, Psalms 23, 34, 35, and 51, all amazing psalms to speak. Ephesians 1 and 3, read those chapters, but also in The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, I say scriptures from those chapters every single day. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. In fact, we're going to get for you, because I have them memorized, the specific, we'll get them up for you in the next, hopefully, week or so, but the specific scriptures that go with those chapters. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is an order to praying that Jesus presented to his disciples, that he taught them. It is the Lord's Prayer. You come in with praise and thanksgiving before you speak a word about what you need. And that is the Lord's Prayer. And so speak that. Say the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That should be good enough for us. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. So three announcements quick. Arkansas. I'm going to be in Arkansas, September 29, 2024, preaching at the Edge Church at 10:30 a.m. So you can go for more info to the website below the screen. And at the beginning of October, I'm going to be back up in Windham, New York for their annual fellowship event. So basically, that is the email, hoperestorationcf@gmail.com. That's going to be October 4th. I'm going to be speaking at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Reawake America is coming up in Selma, North Carolina as well, October 18th and 19th. We're looking very forward to seeing you there. So there is the website to get tickets for that tour. And we have a new sanctuary member coming. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we have a new sanctuary member coming tomorrow. So we will get the footage and then we will show you live. And also October 7th, I'm going to double check this, but I think we already have this solidified. We have a very special guest coming on Ark of Grace. We will be announcing that in the next week as well. So thank you everyone for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith and we'll see you this week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey, everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.